Spring River Christian Village is a licensed nursing home. Jake Bell is the CEO of Christian Horizons, the parent company of Spring River Christian Village, and he joins me now by phone. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Bell.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give us an idea of the scope of the coronavirus in your nursing home in Joplin? How many have died and how many people have tested positive?
So at our Spring River campus in the nursing home, we've had a total of 64 residents who, as of yesterday morning, who have contracted the virus, of which 13 have passed. In addition, 30 of our associates who work at the community have also tested positive for the coronavirus.
Most nursing homes have been on lockdown to visitors for months. Do you have any idea how this was introduced, perhaps by a staff member or perhaps a member of the medical team?
You know, it's hard to say, you know, how the initial infections began, although it was the first positive that we had was an employee of the community who became symptomatic and tested positively, and that person had worked within the building 3 or 4 days prior to testing positive. But again, it's not, you know, you can't pin it down to that. It could have been others. The nature of this virus and the infections, you have people who are asymptomatic and are spreaders, and that's very different than any other infectious disease that I've encountered in my 20 years, whereas you just don't see asymptomatic people that can, you know, infect others. And that's what makes this so incredibly difficult to manage, because you can do your best, you can do everything, and it still comes into the community.
Can you share any details of how your organization is trying to prevent further spread? Can you paint the scene inside your facility right now?
Well, yeah, so as you mentioned earlier, you know, back in March, we began the restriction of visitors to the community. As we went along, we established what we would call red zones within the building. So if people had to be admitted from outside the community, they would be treated as if they were COVID positive. So in that case, then, in that restricted area of the building, the staff there were in full droplet precautions, wearing, you know, face masks, face shields, gowns, et cetera, as well as the residents. Once we had our first positive test among residents in the building, we expanded the red zone, and essentially at this point, 70%, almost 80% of the building is now being treated as red zone, and we are isolating the ones who have not tested positive, but everybody in the community is now using the same PPE standards, which is the N95 mask, face shields, as well as gowns to help reduce the spread.
Even the residents?
Yeah, the residents, depending on the circumstances, are wearing masks, although when you have people with dementia, that becomes challenging because they just don't understand, you know, why. And so that makes it, you know, that's another difficult thing to manage, just because they truly don't understand. They remove the mask. Masks are, while they're not harmful in any way, and they certainly help limit the spread, they're obviously not comfortable either.
And I've heard that masks in some cases are even frightening for people with dementia or cognitive decline. I'm wondering, what do you need right now, whether that be support from state or federal agencies or perhaps from the community?
Well, for whatever reason, it's become a political issue. But really, you know, multiple studies have shown that you know, wearing masks when you're out and about reduces the transmission of the disease. That truly is the thing that, you know, from a community level would be the most helpful. And unfortunately, in Joplin and Southwest Missouri, you know, just people aren't wearing them. It's one of the hot spots in the state and in the country as far as, you know, transmission. So from a community level, please just wear your mask. So if you're not wearing your mask, you're contributing to this. You know, from a state and federal level, I mean, the stimulus support has been helpful, that was passed where there was, you know, money allocated to help deal with both the decline and the number of people we serve because the hospitals have shut down elective procedures, as well as the, you know, expense that has been incurred, you know, with the personal protective equipment. But that, you know, was limited. And, you know, my hope is that when Congress convenes here in later this month and passes another aid package, that they will continue to provide some elevated funding for facilities.
From what you're hearing, what emotions are the residents in the nursing home feeling?
Well, I mean, there's loneliness, depression, as they, you know, have not been able to see their families. We've seen cognitive declines. And that's really across our entire organization. It's not just confined to Spring River.
Sorry to interrupt, but you've seen cognitive decline in the residents, you think, as a result of that lack of interaction?
Yeah, I think it exacerbates, you know, their decline. You know, we're trying to do things to keep their spirits up. You know, we've got iPads and iPhones so people can FaceTime. We're not doing it at Spring River currently because of an outbreak, but at our communities where we don't have an outbreak, we arrange outdoor visitation where people can socially distance and see people. But the simple effect of a hug is, you know, we can't do that right now.
Lastly, what do you think other nursing homes and long-term care facilities can learn from what you're going through right now?
Well, I think, you know, as an industry, there's been a lot of sharing as far as, you know, what are best practices. We had the learning from New York and from Detroit and from Washington. And so, you know, for providers out there, you know, in this area, you know, obviously the screening is incredibly important, being rigorous in the infectious control procedures, having a discreet, isolated area within your building where you can manage admissions. And then just being supportive of your staff. You know, we've had some instances in the Joplin area where our staff members, you know, going out wearing their clothing have been refused service, have been, you know, verbally berated. And so I guess if I had another thing, I would ask communities, we're fighting a battle against a disease that is unlike any other, and any home can have this happen. So, you know, don't vilify the people that work there, because, you know, they work there because they love these residents, and when we lose this many people in this short period of time, our staff are grieving as well.
Jake Bell, president and CEO of Christian Horizons, which is the parent company of Spring River Christian Village, a nursing home affected by COVID-19 in Joplin. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Again, 64 residents at that nursing home in Joplin contracted the coronavirus, and 13 of them have died of COVID-19. Also, 30 associates who work there have also tested positive. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.